Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A Philadelphia City Council member with close ties to Puerto Rico is on the island, seeing how best to help those impacted by last week's earthquakes and the continuing aftershocks. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb spoke with her by phone.
The island of Puerto Rico continues to feel smaller quakes.
Councilwoman Maria Quinonez Sanchez says many homes were destroyed in the initial quake, but even people whose homes appear to be intact are too worried by the aftershocks to sleep inside.
Federal government, local government has set up several tent cities that will now have access to water and food and showers.
The councilwoman plans to visit those areas with a local Philadelphia partner, a group of women who've been teaching mosquito net making.
They are adapting the model for the tent for people who are going to stay outside, because one of the things that we saw post-Maria is mosquito infestations.
Quinonez Sanchez says one advantage during this crisis is that all the needed supplies are on the island, so there's no need to ship supplies with all the logistical problems that entails. She recommends people that want to help send money to nonprofits in Puerto Rico, which has an added benefit.
It's a way to stimulate the economy.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.